Introducing the Heart Conviction Podcast with me as your host, Nina Palmer. Spirit-filled discussions, stories, and opinions from my time as a bondsman, pastor, and inmate on reality TV. Unapologetic conversations that will push boundaries, heal hearts, and hopefully add humor where it's been needed. We'll be facing hard truth topics with co-hosts and guests from the best to those society has outcast. Brace yourself because this isn't for the faint-hearted, but crafted to ignite, disrupt, and encourage. No topics too sacred, no heart too guarded. On church, relationships, society, pop culture, sexuality, our hearts, inner freedom, the fight between good and evil, travel, missions, incarceration, reform, love, hate, and the messy journey of pushing past spiritual comfort norms. It's hard being a human, and we're going to learn, grow, crack up, and hopefully renew our minds all at the same time. This might just make you question everything. Get ready for the unthinkable. This will not be your average podcast. Hard conversations start Monday, September 8th for the Heart Conviction Podcast, a Hopecast Network production.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Lots of Laughs, work advice from me, and of course, movie torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch your podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
All right, welcome back to this week's Delusional Fandom, the podcast where me and Brad are wrong and it feels so right. This week we got Max with us from The Jump. What's up, Max?
What's up?
And the most delusional Panther fan of all time, Brad.
Jonathan.
Brad.
Wait. I think you're more delusional than me. Come on now. Let's be real.
No, you will name Bryce Young MVP. He's the MVP of bad quarterback so far, but...
He's my MVP now. That's what I'm going to say. But what you up to?
Although Max is a Lions fan, so he's got it in his blood.
He does. But listeners, we're a day behind for a reason. Max and I were visiting Jonathan in the flesh over the weekend, which was nice. Got to see him in person. He is a real live human being. It was fun. I enjoyed catching up with you, Jonathan.
I enjoyed seeing you. Max, I got to see you, too, at the Fantasy Draft Sunday, too.
Yep.
I bet your team stinks.
I did not draft Mahomes.
I did pick up Chase Brown based off of Max's recommendation. So I'll check back in, about 14 weeks and tell the world whether Max's advice was good or not.
Yeah.
We got MTD in the chat. Or what do we call him on here? Delusional Dad?
Yep.
He's in the chat. It was really hot at that draft. Was it hot but I was rocking my Bryce Young jersey.
It was probably the asbestos in your Bryce Young jersey.
It probably was, but it was hot. And there was a lot of food being served at this draft party, but there wasn't enough wings. That's my gripe.
Okay, listen, I got so excited because Sicilian pizza and wings. And by the time I got over there, there was no Sicilian pizza and no wings. And I get into my draft, and we're like in round 8 by now. I look over, and there is one guy who's a little guy who's got like 3 pieces of Sicilian pizza untouched on his plate and like 8 wings. He's not taking a bite of one yet. I almost threw him out of the league.
Okay, what is the rules when it comes to taking – how much food are you supposed to take on the initial run-through in the pizza line? Because I feel like that's a lot. When you've got to feed 40 other men.
I just took one piece.
I took two.
I got 2 pieces of pizza, but I went one at a time.
Yeah, I feel like 2 is the limit. You don't stack 3. I feel like 3, if you're in the chat, what is the limit, or what do you go for on pizza? How many slices do you start with? Because I feel like you start with no more than 2. And when it comes to wings, you put maybe 3 on your plate.
How many boxes of pizza can you fit into the back of Delusional Dad's Subaru is the real question.
Oh, Delusional Dad got rid of the Subaru.
Oh.
So he's no longer, you know, waving the pride flag on the Subaru. Listeners, he does not have that. He does not have a pride flag. But we got a lot to talk about today. We had cutdowns yesterday. And Max and I were following the cutdowns while driving 14 hours yesterday, which was not fun. We're still tired, right, Max?
Yeah.
Yeah, Max looked at me before this. He's like, I'm tired. And I can tell he's tired. But the cutdowns were bad. But today, the Panthers traded Adam Thielen. And Jonathan and I are in a text string with a couple of our buddies. One of them was having a meltdown. I mean, let's be real. He was having a meltdown.
he's sad about it, to say the least.
I had to call Roger, who is in there, if you know Roger from Movie Torture. And I was like, man, is he okay? Do we need to send, you know, police over to his house? Is he going to, like, spin the barrel? Is he going to play Russian roulette? Because he was melting down. And my thing is, if a 35-year-old on his last year playing is that vital to Bryce Young, who we just spent 2 first-round draft picks in consecutive years on wide receivers, we got a lot of issues. I mean, this Adam Thielen was going to get no more than 50 catches this season, probably.
Why do you say that, though? He's exceeded expectations every year.
Not last year. He missed half the season last year.
Only because he got hurt. But when he was on the field, he was a reliable receiver for Bryce.
Okay, but I will say this. Jalen Coker in the slot had really good numbers. He was great in the slot. Great.
Okay, wait a minute. We're gonna hold up. We got to see what Jalen Coker's game log looked like last year. Let's see.
Here we go.
I don't think it was smart to trade Adam Thielen for a 4th rounder.
I think they fleeced him. Honestly,
wow.
NTD says y'all are always tired.
Bryce needs Adam Thielen.
Okay,
we're gonna bring Hunter Renfrow back.
Describe his year.
He was great analytically in the slot.
Okay. What would you describe as great? Max, if you would describe a great receiver, what would you say his average yards per game would be for a great receiver?
I don't know. Maybe that's a hard one. Maybe 80 yards a game at least.
I think that's fair. So let's see. If you're a great receiver, this is his stat line for the last 6 games that he played in. 4 receptions, 68 yards. 3 receptions, 30 yards. 1 reception, 10 yards. 4 receptions for 78 yards. 3 receptions for 41 yards. And 2 receptions for 36. Is that a great receiver?
Okay, hold on. You're deceiving the listeners. You're deceiving Jacob in the chat. Jalen Coker, undrafted rookie last year.
What does that have
to
do
with anything? He was undrafted.
What does that have to do with anything?
It has a lot to do with it because he's learning. He was a rookie. He's better in a lot of ways. He's better than Xavier Leggett.
I think he produced better than Leggett. I think that's more of a reflection of Leggett.
I think having 4 receptions and 70 yards is pretty good. That's only 4 receptions.
I mean, 80 yards a game is almost 7. That's 1,600 yards? I mean, how much is that? 1,500 yards in the season? Come on, man. Jamar Chase. That's not believable. What was Thielen's stat line last year?
All right, let's go. Let's pull up Adam Thielen.
Jacob says in the chat, welcome home, Thielen. Yes. Welcome home. He'll bring his walker with him up to Minnesota. I mean, he's gone. He's not a Panther anymore. We're going to bring back Hunter Renfrow. And don't let me get started on the Panther fans that were crying because a guy that hasn't played in 2 years
couldn't
make the team.
Adam Thielen versus Jalen Coker 2024. Who's who? I'm going to read one of these stat lines. Who is who?
Well, I'm sure Adam Thielen had better stats.
You just said, what was Adam Thielen's stats compared to Jalen Coker?
I know, but Adam Thielen's a Pro Bowl receiver.
He's last 35. Year.
At last year.
Or whatever.
Which one had 15 catches of 20 or more yards?
Adam Thielen.
Which one averaged, which one had the longer touchdown of 83?
Adam Thielen.
Jalen Coker.
Okay.
All right. 48 receptions to 32. 62 to 46 targets. 615 yards was 478. And 5 touchdowns to 2, all in favor of Adam Thielen.
Yeah, Adam Thielen gets him, but the Panthers believe he can make that jump now. And that's what he's going to do.
I hope so. I hope so. He definitely showed a lot of bright spots.
If you're in the chat right now, who was your most surprising cut if you're watching and you want to know? And we will bring up that topic. But Panther fans, they are excited. They were not excited. They were frustrated that the Panthers cut Hunter Renfrow. And there's a rule that only one white guy can be your, you know, possession receiver, slot receiver. And that was owned by Adam Thielen. So now they have a vacancy that they can bring Hunter Renfrow in, right?
I think he's going to get some of the practice squad, right?
They'll probably bring him in full time. But, I mean, again, right now it's going to be T-Mac, Leggett, Coker as your top three wideouts. That's the ones you're going for. That's who they're going to go after.
Yep.
And, you know, Bryce is going to live and die by that. So if Bryce has a sucky year, we can always look back and go, should have kept Thielen. But I think it's cool to get a fourth rounder for a guy that was going to retire or leave at the end of the year anyway. So might as well get something for him on his way out the door.
Here are some, you want to hear some delusional fan takes about Renfrow getting cut? I got three.
Yeah, this is going to be great.
All right. This is insane. Bryce Young was about to turn into Drew Brees with Renfrow in the slot. That man was about to catch 120 balls easy.
Does that guy know that he had diverticulitis and he was down like 150 pounds and he hasn't played meaningful football in like 2 years? What do they expect from this man? Like, he's not going to channel the 100-catch season again.
Okay, it gets more delusional. You ready?
That's delusional.
You don't cut Hunter Renfrow. You build the entire passing offense around him.
Around him? You're making that up. That's delusional. That guy needs to be in a home. Guy needs to be on medication.
Here's the last one. Are you ready? Hunter Renfrow could literally be like Wes Welker, Julian Edelman, and Cooper Kupp combined, and we just cut him. Dude.
Wait. Well, why don't you just say Puka Nacua, too, while they're at it?
I don't know. I feel like these guys are high on hopium.
They are so drunk, man. So our friend in the chat was saying, I don't like it. Future late-round picks in a crucial year. Adam Thielen was our best. Doesn't seem right unless AT isn't fully healthy. But if he isn't, Minnesota wouldn't accept it. He's having a hard time accepting it.
Who is this?
In our chat with Roger. I'm not going to name his name.
Yeah.
Maybe he was Bryce Young's best receiver last year. As long as the plan all along was to keep Renfrow, I feel better. So I think the thought of keeping Renfrow kept the gun out of his hands this morning. Because I think he was ready to shoot the Panther bullet. Because here's the thing. As a Panther fan, we have lived in sadness for 10 years. There's not been anything really good. Which brings me to a funny story I want to tell you guys about. It's a delusional take that Jonathan and I have talked about before. So the Panthers kept 4 tight ends yesterday, which is great. I feel like our tight end room is the best it's been since Greg Olsen. And Jeremy Shockey. Do you remember that year? The Shockey-Olsen duo?
That was Cam's rookie year, right?
Yeah, that was a great year, man. We had two stud tight ends, man. I mean, they were unstoppable.
Let's be clear. We're close to that right now, but I hear you.
No, but we're closer. We don't have Ian Thomas and the pictures of David Tepper he must have to have kept a job here for so long. But years ago, we were in what I call tight end. It was awful. Tight end H-E-double-L. It was awful.
Purgatory.
So there was a tight end coming out, O.J. Howard. Oh, man. And he was a beast at Alabama. Max, you were just a baby, but O.J. Howard was a beast. And then there was a wide receiver. I think he went to Michigan. Was it Michigan State? I can't remember. Corey Davis. And it might have been, was it Michigan State? I don't know. It was a smaller school. Wasn't Michigan State. Look it up, Max. Corey Davis. Where did he go? NFL. Corey Davis. What college? So, I had this plan. I called Jonathan on the phone. I said, hey, man, what if we traded next year's draft pick and we moved up and we kept this year's draft pick and we drafted Corey Davis and O.J. Howard? We'll be set. Super Bowl time. That's up there in the delusion hall of fame for me. It's not as bad as the guy that said Hunter Renfro is. Who is he? What did he say? Adam Thielen? Who was he? Wes Gene Welker?
And Wes Welker and I don't know. It doesn't even matter.
Cooper Kupp.
Ouch.
Where did he go to college at, Max?
Oh, Western Michigan.
Western Michigan. It was a smaller school. Corey Davis, his best year in the NFL. He was drafted by the Titans, and his best year in the NFL, I'm looking, stats. So, had we drafted him, it would have been a bad. He's been retired since 2022. He finished with 3,000 yards receiving, 17 touchdowns, and 273 catches in 6 seasons. That's pretty terrible. But that's not as bad, listeners, as O.J. Howard. His career stats, he hasn't played in the NFL since 2022, same as Corey Davis. 1, 2, 3. He played 6 seasons, 129 receptions, 1,800 yards. 4 fumbles, 17 touchdowns. I mean, that's like 1 year for Gronk.
Yeah, you were ready to leverage the farm for that guy, too.
Yeah, I wanted O.J. Howard, man. I was like, this guy is going to be a beast.
Who's our Atlanta tight end?
Who?
The tight end.
Who done?
Kyle Pitts.
Kyle
Pitts.
Yeah. You wanted him.
I didn't know. I did not Jones over Kyle Pitts like yes, I Jones over this guy. There is no way. That is no.
You wanted Kyle Pitts, Dad?
Yes, he did.
Kyle Pitts is good. I'd still take him right now. If the Panthers traded a late round pick for Kyle Pitts and add him to the tight end room, I would take that. I would take Kyle Pitts and just turn him into a wide receiver. Then you're turning him into Funchess. You're reverse Funchessing him. You're giving him the reverse Funchess. Because, you know, Max, back in the day, Devin Funchess was a wide receiver turned tight end. So we would reverse Funchess Kyle Pitts. You take him as a tight end and make him a wideout. Tell him to lose a little bit of weight and run fast. That's what you do. But you're just looking at me like I'm stupid. Here's the thing. Yesterday, or was it 2 days ago, Hendon Hooker was cut by Max's beloved Lions. He wears his Pitts jersey every day. No, I don't. Hendon Hooker cut by Max's beloved Lions. I have some delusional draft day takes on Hendon Hooker that I'm dying to read. Listeners, listen to this. This might be some of the funniest draft day takes I've heard. So, one guy said having 10,000. He said having 10,000 gigagrams of Kool-Aid coursing through my veins. I mean, this guy is high on Kool-Aid. If you want to do the same, keep reading. Hendon Hooker is the most baller pick ever by Brad. That's the GM, Brad Holmes. He is a top 10 talent. I am bought in. this Tennessee Titans fan imagined Hooker going earlier in the draft. How would you react if the Titans used the 11th pick on Hooker? Nearly half the voters responded. I would put the entire organization on my suicide note. That's one dark but undeniably delusional, and it's dramatically weighty. That's what it says. This guy says, W for the Lions. Lions low-key going crazy. Lions finally decided to cook. Lions low-key going crazy in this draft. Either going to be terrible or mid. Don't sleep on them. So this guy, I mean, they were all for him. One guy said, trade it up to get Hen Hook. Fire. Let's go. Robert RG3 said he blew away coaches at the combine. Can make every throw. Needs a year to fully recover. His deep ball is a beauty. What's your thoughts on Hendon Hooker, Max?
He's not good at all.
But is he not good? Or did he play in an offense that really doesn't use mobility at quarterback? And he's a mobile quarterback, and they ask him to stand in the pocket, and he's just not that kind of guy. What do you think?
Yeah, you're right. And he hasn't played that much, too, so we don't really know his full potential, I'd say.
He missed his rookie year, and then he played a little bit last year, and then they brought in Teddy Bridgewater, and he was terrible in preseason. But it's time for you and I, Jonathan. Are we going to be delusional and think we have a good project in Carolina now? Because there were Panther fans who said we should trade down and take Hooker instead of trading up to get Bryce.
If we had done that, would we be in any worse position than we are today?
100% we'd be in a worse spot.
Why do you say that? We've stuck.
Because Hendon... Yeah, but... But Bryce has way more upside at this point than Hendon Hooker.
Yeah, but Hendon Hooker's been given zero chance.
Yeah.
How can you even say that?
I don't think he's as good as Bryce Young, though. But what if he comes in there and he lights it up?
We don't know.
Yeah, he's an unknown. You can't.
Yeah.
What if Bryce comes out and stinks it up this year like he did last season to start the year? How many... If he stinks it up like he did to start last year, how long until we're all off the bandwagon?
Do you give Bryce the hook?
I give Bryce one quarter.
You give him one quarter? I like how our delusional show has turned racially into Panthers talk, but how long do you give Bryce before you bench him? I can't even believe we're having this conversation, but how long do you give before you bench him?
6 weeks.
I like that.
6 weeks. I mean, Canales gave him 2 games last season. I feel like he's earned 4. I did. Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna read his stat line against the Chargers. Because that's the game that was brutal. Yeah, Bryce Young. Terrible. Stat line, Chargers. His stats against the Chargers. We lost 26-3. He was 18 of 26 for 84 yards and one interception.
He had 18 completions for 84 yards. What is he? Just screening everything to death and throwing across the line?
Yeah. What was his yards per attempt in that game? So he opened. Hold on. Seems like this is the wrong season here. This is the right season. He opened against the Saints, 13 of 30 for 161 yards and two interceptions. Then, in a 47-10 loss. I hope we don't lose 47-10 on our opening Sunday in a week. And then he lost to the Chargers 26-3. He was 18-26. He averaged 3.2 yards per completion. I feel like I can throw a 3-yard pass.
We do have the Jags week one, right?
Yes.
So we have that working in our favor.
Yeah.
Because speaking of delusion, I think Trevor Lawrence fans are on that ship. They're delusional.
Oh my gosh. The delusion of I'm glad you brought Trevor Lawrence up. He has to be one of the most overrated quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Generational talent is all you ever heard whenever he was in college.
He'll be around for 3 games, then they'll have to put their backup in. So,
who is their backup?
Who is their backup? That's a good question.
I got it.
Let's see. Jags backup quarterback searching the web. Nick Mullins and John Wolford. Who is John Wolford? I don't know if Nick
Mullins. They cut John.
Yeah, it's Nick Mullins, I think.
Is it?
What are y'all looking forward to most in week one of the NFL? Are y'all going to watch the opening game, Cowboys and the Eagles?
I feel like that's going to be a plastering, right, Max? Don't you? A massacre?
Yeah.
Statement game by the Eagles.
Okay, before we answer that, I want to read a couple delusional takes on Trevor Lawrence. Best prospect ever, not hyperbole at all.
I remember
Mel Kiper Jr. ranked him as the 4th highest graded prospect he'd ever evaluated, only trailing Elway, Luck, and Manning. They call him Jacksonville's Messiah.
That's my nickname also.
The Jacksonville Messiah. Oh, I like that. That's pretty funny.
The game I'm excited to watch is the Chiefs and Chargers. That's going to be a good game.
That's next Friday. Isn't it next Friday they're playing in Brazil?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's going to be a good game.
I think the Chargers get them. I really do. I think they beat them.
I'm excited to see a game in Brazil. I think it'll be cool to have on TV.
Didn't they play there last year?
No, they played in Mexico City last year.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They're in Brazil. Is Micah Parsons, is he going to play Thursday night or what? He's not, right?
Ooh, what's the latest on Micah Parsons? That's a shame.
It is, man. They got this whole it's so dumb. Jerry needs to go off to the nut farm. He needs to go to that nut house that guy that says that Hunter Renfro is as good as Cooper Kupp
Welker. Micah Parsons, the Panthers should have traded Adam Thielen to the Cowboys straight up for Micah Parsons.
Oh, no, we should just trade Coker straight up for Micah Parsons.
Dude, I would trade Dave Canales for Micah Parsons.
Would you trade you're going to trade 3 first for him, right? Easy.
Oh, I'm sure.
Would you trade, is there anybody on the team you wouldn't trade for him?
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, like they want Bryce, I'll send them Bryce.
Team day one.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Not to change this, but before we get to games again, I do want to talk about one thing that's really. I want to talk about Shedeur Sanders' game against the Rams. This guy served
somebody.
Huh? What?
This is where he punched somebody.
No, that was his brother, Shiloh.
Shiloh, my bad.
This guy served up a doo-doo sandwich out there and then was asked, do you think you should make the team? He's like, of course I should make the team. I would be like, man, I know I played bad. I hope I make the team. Because this guy, he threw for a minus 27 yards.
I think a couple of things. I think Shedeur has a little bit of a delusion of himself, right? But I also think there is a group of people, Brad, you're in this group, that you just love to hate on the guy.
Okay, hold on.
You don't
want
to succeed.
You're right. But his body language was terrible. He was slumping around out there. He wasn't having fun. He was mad. And I think the problem with Shadur is he's only been coached by his dad since peewee football. He's never had to earn anything. Everything has been handed to him. Andrew Luck could have shown up to the Colorado football team as a prospect. And guess who the quarterback's going to be while Deion's coaching? Andrew Luck's going to sit the bench. He's never going to see the field as long as Shadur's on the team. Now, Shadur has to earn it, and he doesn't like the fact that Dylan Gabriel is better.
Is Dylan Gabriel better, though?
Yes, he's better because Stefanski wants a quarterback that throws the ball quick and doesn't hold on to it, and it's all about timing, and that's why Stefanski likes him. And Shadur runs with the ball and gets sacked. He did that in college. So do I hate on Shadur? I think he's overrated. I think he's cocky, and I think he's had a silver spoon his whole life.
There's only one thing that can solve the issue in Cleveland, and that's firing Stefanski and hiring Deion Sanders as the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Let's go.
Okay. Think about this for a moment. If Josh Allen was the quarterback in Cleveland right now, and Shadur was drafted, and they hired Deion, guess who's going to the bench? Josh. It's Shadur time, baby. Like, Josh Allen's done. He's going to the bench. He's a backup.
No.
He's backing up 100%. There's no way Deion is not starting his son. Jonathan, did you watch Colorado games last season? Because Max and I did.
Best season in like a decade.
Hold on. No. 13-12 was his overall record at Colorado, and he got pasted in his one bowl game.
What was his record last year?
I don't know. Would they win 8 games?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I don't know. But here's the thing. We watched a lot of their games, and I'll tell you what. They do not run the ball. Deion schemes every play to be a pass play for Shadur. He only wants Shadur to look amazing. I'm telling you, Shadur overrated, overhyped. I don't want to see him in the NFL. I think he's a terrible quarterback.
They went 9-4 last year.
9-4.
That's not a terrible quarterback in a pass-heavy offense. Come on.
It is. They're very pass-heavy. I don't like Shadur. You defend him. I'm not with him.
I don't think he's
terrible.
They went
4-8 in 2023.
Huh?
They went 4-8 in 2023.
Next week, Jonathan's going to have a legendary chain on.
They were the worst in their
division. Am I a hater? I'll freely admit I'm a hater, Jonathan. But
you're a hater.
I don't think he's that good. I really don't. I think you serve up a doo-doo sandwich like that, you need to be a little humble. And he's not humble. But next week we're going to have picks, right? So Max, you're going to bring us 5 games to pick, and we're going to see throughout the season how we do. So I'm excited about that. Jonathan, what is the game you're looking forward to this weekend?
Can't be
Panthers.
Outside of the Panthers, I am probably looking forward to it's going to be nice to see the Saints get smacked around by the Cardinals. That'll be good. But I think I'm most looking forward to just first game of the season, seeing the Cowboys get smacked down by the Eagles. But as far as really good games, I think the Ravens and the Bills could be pretty exciting.
Yeah.
I like the Lions-Packers game.
Yeah.
I think that'll be good.
There's really no great games on week one outside of Kansas City and the Chargers and the Ravens-Bills. Everything else is kind of mid.
I want to see Aaron Rodgers play the Jets on week one. I think that'll be interesting.
The Steelers and the Jets, yeah.
Yeah, I want to see him play the Jets. See how he does.
Max, you disagree with me?
Yeah, I think like most of these games are pretty good.
Yeah, I think they're all pretty good.
Doo-doo. Steelers and the Jets is 2 teams that probably are going to suck. Dolphins, Colts suck.
I mean, okay, Panthers, Jags are pretty interesting. You got Bryce Young and you got Travis Hunter.
You got 2 teams that are hoping they can stop sucking.
Yeah, you got the Giants. they're going to get destroyed by the Commanders.
But, like, I mean, the Lions and Packers, that's going to be a good game.
Yeah, I agree. That'll definitely be a good game. That's one of the top tier ones.
What about Cam Ward versus Sean Payton? That might be pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah. You see Cam Ward's first regular season game.
And what about the Rams game against the Texans? Is Matthew Stafford going to even play? Can he even move?
Cam Ward plays for. I mean, I know who Cam Ward is. Who did he get drafted by?
Titans.
Oh, yeah. They suck. Broncos suck,
What
too.
About Monday night's game, the Vikings and the Bears? I'm excited about that. I think Caleb Williams is overrated. I'm a hater of Caleb Williams. I have to be because we got Bryce.
Oh, yeah, you have to cheer against Caleb Williams. It hurts my heart. Who's playing quarterback for the Vikings this year?
J.J. McCarthy.
J.J.
They won?
Yeah.
I want to see him play, too.
I'd love to see him step up and play good.
Yeah, Max actually starts his first football practice tomorrow.
Nice.
He's a little nervous, but they're putting pads on tomorrow, so he's going to get hit. He's going to be like, hey, Daddy, hey.
What position are you going to play, you think, Max?
Receiver.
You're pretty fast. You could play receiver.
Or, like, I'll just go wherever my coach tells me to go. I could play, like.
That's the attitude.
Tight end. I don't care.
Where can you help the team the most? What's your delusional take for your football season this year?
I don't know. Well, I don't know.
Like, 2,000 yards.
Yeah.
I think my delusional take is Bryce is going to be amazing this season. I have to say that.
Compared to the season, who are you going to compare him to historically? Who do you think he shapes up to be?
Bryce?
Yeah.
I think he has the ability to be a poor man's Drew Brees.
Anyways, guys, what else is going on in there?
Is that bad? I didn't say Drew Brees. I said a poor man's Drew Brees.
Saw Drew Brees in your sentence.
Yeah, exactly.
Hall of Famer Drew Brees.
Yeah.
I think Bryce could throw for 30 and 8 this year.
I thought you were going to say 30 and 30 like he was Jameis Winston all of a sudden.
No, 30 and 8, and I think he rushes for 10.
I have a little bit of a delusional take. I think the Giants are going to take a big step forward this year with new coaching, right? They got new coaching, and I think that
– No, they don't have new coaching.
They don't?
They have the same coach. No, Daboll.
Oh, I thought they had a new offensive coordinator.
No, it's the same. Oh. So you want to rescind that?
That's probably the Bears.
You want to rescind that delusional thing?
So. Watching the videos.
Oh, he's standing by it.
Seeing Jameis on the sideline, the guys look like they're having fun now. They're out there dancing. I think they're going to
have... Yeah, but Russ is starting.
So what? Let Russ cook.
Russ ain't going to cook, man. Russ ain't cooked in years. Are you crazy? There's no cooking in Russ.
Russ was not bad last year for the Steelers.
He was average. He was mid. They lost like 7 grand games in a row at the end of the season.
Listen, this is not a delusional take. Russ's season last year was better than any quarterbacks played for the Panthers in the last 6 seasons.
That's not even a fair assessment because the Panthers have had so many bad QBs.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. It's terrible. I mean, I just thought this just now. Teddy Bridgewater was replaced by Sam Darnold, who was replaced by Baker Mayfield. And now Teddy B is backing up Baker Mayfield, and Sam Darnold's making $35 million a year in Seattle. Yeah. Those are all three pretty good quarterbacks.
It's amazing. Like, Seattle's going to regret signing Sam Darnold. I think you're about to see how good Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and TJ Hawkinson really are.
Yeah, we are. But just think about this. Just think about this, Jonathan. What if the Panthers had a guy like Dave Canales instead of Rule when we had Baker?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But I also remember you saying that Matt Rule was going to be the next Bill Belichick. So
I did say that, and also said Baker Mayfield's going to be amazing in Carolina, and he wasn't. But he went to LA and was pretty good with McVay, and then he went to Tampa and was good there. I feel like it was a Rule problem. I feel like Rule couldn't coach.
Oh, we were ruining people. We had we've not had a dependable, healthy offensive line in, I mean, I don't know, before the Super Bowl season, I feel like.
Well, I mean, I think the offensive line we have now is the best one we've had since the Super Bowl.
Yeah, for sure.
It's probably better than that one, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, they've locked it up. I mean, they just locked up the right tackle. They got the right guard and left guard locked up. I mean, I guess Icky will be the next guy they try to lock up, or they're just going to find a new left tackle.
Dude, did I read Icky's hurt right now?
Yeah, he had like appendicitis or something. He should be back. I mean, I hope. But if not, next man up, right? Ugh. Bryce will just be getting clobbered.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, what an episode, guys. We've learned a lot. We learned what a reverse funchess is. What player in the NFL right now should be reverse funchessed?
Reverse funchessed. Could you imagine a receiver like Derrick Henry size?
So make Derrick Henry your wide receiver?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that'd be hilarious.
It'd be unstoppable. Would you ever want to stand in front of that guy to like play defense?
No. Could you imagine though, like taking a big guy like Cam Newton and making him a wide receiver?
Oh, remember we used to talk about that. What if he played tight end? Could you imagine?
Yeah, I used to have Madden 05, I think, on the PlayStation 2. And I would create a player, and I would make him the tallest guy, 7 foot, and he would be huge, and he'd be taller than everybody, and he could catch every ball. It was pretty amazing.
Max is looking at us like I do that too now.
Yeah, Max creates.
I think Devon Achane could be a receiver.
So you would reverse Funchess Achane and make him just a wideout?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can see that.
Receiver or something?
Yeah.
I would reverse Funchess Goff and make him a place kicker. I'm just kidding. No, Goff is good. Oh, we've learned a lot. Reverse Funchess. We've learned that there's one guy who tweets from the mental institution and thinks that Hunter Renfrow is... Was that you? Was that you that tweeted that, Jonathan?
That would be me. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
Max, you got anything for us before we lock it down tonight?
Oh, yeah. You got your receivers, Max. Top five fantasy receivers.
Okay, at number 5, I have CeeDee Lamb. And then.
Dig it.
And at number 4, I've got Malik Neighbors. And then at number 3, I have Amon-Ra St. Brown.
That's a little bit of a homer pick, but keep going.
Yeah, a little bit of homer.
And then I got number 2 for Justin Jefferson and number 1 for Ja'Marr Chase.
Dude, Ja'Marr Chase. There's been a lot of love for Ja'Marr Chase above JJ, but JJ to me is the undisputed champ right now.
No,
I don't
know.
Ja'Marr Chase is pretty. He's bringing it, man. He's underrated.
Let me just say this. I would kill to have either one of those guys on my team.
Let me just say, I looked up average draft position, and Ja'Marr Chase is averaging 1 across most fantasy leagues.
Yeah.
As the number 1 pick. Chase.
On like all of my leagues, I have Ja'Marr Chase.
Well, you're in
he doesn't get hurt like JJ.
And my keeper's Ja'Marr Chase.
Max is in.
Who's your sleeper? Max is in 40 leagues. Who's your who's your keeper? I mean, who's your sleeper?
Jordan Addison.
What? Come on, I think you just made
once
that up.
Once he comes back from the suspension, he's gonna be cooking.
My sleeper is Jalen Coker. You're going to be a cokehead. We're all going to be cokeheads.
I didn't even see like Jalen Coker like even like get drafted.
He's
like,
not getting drafted.
No.
But I think he's going to be good. What a show, guys. I enjoyed this. We're bringing it as always. Max has Jared Goff smiling behind him. This is a great week. We will be back next week before kickoff of the show Thursday night. Did he just leave or what? I don't know. He's just not there. We'll kick off the show. We'll have an episode before the new season, right, Jonathan?
That's right.
And we will make our picks for the week, and we'll get ready, just like you, to enjoy Sunday when we kick off football, because to me it's like Christmas Day. I just love it. It's the best feeling. Anyway, for Max, for Jonathan, my name is Brad. We will see you next week on Delusional Fandom.
See ya.